Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I am fascinated by this article in the Washington Post about having too much time on your hands and how it can affect your happiness. It dissects new research about how we should be spending that elusive free time. This plays hand in hand with my concept of intentional margins, which is a buffer of space and time to create harmony between your to-dos and your priorities. We owe it to ourselves and the people we love to decide what matters most. Based on the results of the research, there are a few tips from experts on how to optimize your free time to increase your sense of well-being. If you feel like you have too much leisure time, one way to optimize that time for happiness is to choose your activities wisely. Do something productive, like a new hobby or getting outside for a walk. One of the authors of the study, Fritz, says, but in context, productive means worthwhile or fulfilling rather than contributing to the greater good. So for some people, it might be sitting on the beach watching the waves. And for others, it's volunteering or renovating the house. Of course, this new research is right in line with previous research that connecting with others almost always makes you feel happy. So like the first tip, choose wisely and connect with someone that lifts you up. Finally, flip your perspective. As we discussed in episode 129, if you can find the silver lining, including being totally okay with putting your feet up with a good book, then happiness will flow. So tomorrow we'll talk about free time when you don't feel like you have any and what that science says that will help alleviate some of the overwhelm. Until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.